Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Eric Wetterling. He is the founder and editor of the Hedgeless Horseman website. Now, Eric, you and I were chatting off mic and you were sharing some of the companies that you are looking at right now. When it comes to an overall valuation standpoint, looking at their market cap and really understanding that the market for metal stocks, well, it has been fading for the last about 4 months, there has been this, I guess, generally brighter light shone on these companies. And there has been that time earlier on this year when it really was all metals stocks, precious metal stocks, that is, were moving higher, no matter if the company had news or not. On my show, I try to focus a bit more on some of these more established plays that have bigger drill programs, have a bit more money, and really seem to be working towards something. But you know what? You still can find some pretty good value, and I guess I should say you can find some good returns in some of these much smaller companies. And that's what I want you to share with us right now. Some of these micro cap companies that you are looking at. Please start us off with a couple insights on these companies that you think, quite frankly, are just undervalued compared to where the overall metals stock sector is.
Sure thing, Corey. I mean, I have been quite active looking for, you know, bottom picks, basically sleeper stocks that have gone down. And I mean, we know there's tax loss selling right now. And I mean, the sentiment is basically horrible. But I mean, again, if you can pick some companies up at, you know, cheap enough valuations, I mean, the risk is so skewed to the upside that, I mean, all you have to do is basically wait. I mean, some of these valuations makes no sense, and especially as we know, I mean, in a hot environment, everything goes up, like you just said. So, I mean, there are some cases, like I've talked about White Rock Minerals, for example, before. They're down to an enterprise value of around 12 million US. They got three projects, and one is advanced in Australia, and they announced, I think a month ago or something, that a JV partner they entered into an agreement with a JV partner who are supposed to earn in 70% into the Mount Carrington project for a total of 90 million Australian. And that's more than the current enterprise value of White Rock for the whole thing. I mean, for all the three projects. So obviously that doesn't make any sense in any reality, in any universe. So, I mean, I'm sitting at a loss in that one. But, I mean, there's no way I'm selling at these prices. I might even add if I got some more dry powder. But, again, I mean, this makes no sense. And that's going to be rectified eventually, obviously.
Eric, what do you mean? Why do you think that's going to be rectified here? Because the company's market cap right around $30 million right now. So it's still not a total micro cap.
No, sure. But I mean, at 12 million in enterprise value, I mean, that's supposed to reflect the value of all assets. They got 13.4 million Australian in cash. So they got plenty of cash, and they basically JV'd out the most advanced assets, so they don't need to spend any money on that. So they can focus on Red Mountain and Last Chance. And Last Chance is real greenfield exploration stuff. I mean, that's high risk, high reward. Might be a huge IRGS system. But I mean, time will tell. But Red Mountain already has around 50 million ounces of silver, high grade zinc, copper, gold. I mean, a bunch of stuff. And I mean, Sandfire, not long ago, they had a joint venture with White Rock Minerals. So, I mean, there's no way that that's even worth, you know, as low as 12 million US. So that asset alone should have the enterprise value a lot higher. But I mean, as we know, I mean, if you have multiple assets, after the flagship asset, it's just going to get more and more discounted. So I'm hoping for a possible spin-out or something, because that could, you know, go up, I think, a lot, especially if you would, you know, list, let's say, Red Mountain in Canada, et cetera, and, you know, point out the fact that there's around 50 million ounces of silver. I mean, look at the silver juniors. Their valuations are quite crazy if you compare them to the gold juniors, in my opinion.
Fair enough. This is more of a zinc stock, though, or at least that's the way they're presenting it. Their silver grades are a little bit lower than I think we would say if it was a true silver stock. And one thing to consider is Red Mountain is in Alaska, too, so there sometimes is a discount for some of these Alaskan projects. But hey, it's one stock. I guess you balance out the cash component, then it is still a relatively low market cap. What else, though, Eric? What else is on your radar?
We have stuff like Tectonic Metals. I've been having in a few stink bids in that one. Right now, they're down to an enterprise value of around 2.16 million US. And there's insiders own 29% of the company. It's also an Alaskan play. So, I mean, the theme of seasonality that these get punished more than most. And, of course, add tax loss selling, etc. So you got a lot of motivated sellers, either motivated through tax loss selling or, boredom. And that's the... I think that's the easiest alpha you could catch is basically just, take advantage of the fact that nobody likes a boring stock and they are happy to sell it at any price, obviously, just as long as they don't, get bored. They'll find something else to, invest in because there's always a drill play or a drill campaign ongoing somewhere. So, these types of stocks is just, if I would hunt for the most likely, at least, doubles in the coming 6 months, etc., I would just, scour the earth for basically BC and Alaskan place or whatever, because, these valuations makes absolutely no sense. And, they're not far off from the theoretical bottom limit of how cheap a company can get, because, if it goes a bit lower than this, you can basically burn down the buildings, give away the projects, and you can walk away with, neutral. And then we have...
Hey, Eric, one more quick comment on Tectonic here. The stock has really been struggling, hey? It went through a bit of a bounce when, really, the whole market bounced at the end of March the whole way through August. But ever since August, it's been almost a straight down decline. So is there any news that you're looking at that could help support this stock, or is this simply just a valuation is so low you think it's due for a bounce, even though it is in Alaska and this is a typically, slow news time? They can't be drilling right now.
No, basically, I don't really care. I mean, it's obvious that the people involved in their skin in the game, etc., they're obviously going to do something. They're not just going to sit there with, 29% stake and around 5.3 million in cash and just, roll their thumbs, basically. No, something's going to happen. I mean, it's just the way it is. They can't really do anything right now, but they'll get back there next year and or next field season, which is next year, and, probably do some drilling, etc. I mean, it's just a case. It's just too cheap. I mean, it doesn't even need a catalyst to go up. Just to, if you assume that the people involved have a brain and have, care somewhat about their skin in the game, they're going to do something. And at this valuation, it's like they don't even have a heartbeat, like it's an empty office or whatever, and it's just going to bleed money like the short has been bleeding. But again, I don't know where the bottom is, but it's basically 2 million away from, getting everything for free. And it's just catalyst or not, that's not supposed to happen. And that's going to, change one day. But this would be cheap, probably, 100% higher already. But you would still suffer a 50% decline. So it's very hard to, you can buy something that's really cheap, but that doesn't stop it, obviously, from becoming even cheaper. It's just that, if you're looking for it, you're going to find some cases. I haven't followed Tectonic really at all. I just, popped in to see, okay, I remember this company. And then I saw, the chart, which looks horrible, beyond horrible. And then I just, punched in some numbers to get an evaluation. It's like, okay, I don't even need to know anything about this company. I'm going to buy it, right away. And I started, I have some stink bids in right now at like 9 cents or something. I'm not saying, rush out to buy any of these. If you're lucky, someone will, make them even cheaper, basically. And this is not supposed to happen. This is 2015 valuations and gold is at 1800 and the tide will turn.
Okay, fair enough. One thing we do need to outline, these are very, very risky plays right now because of the fact, again, that, these companies have very low market caps. It's going to cost them a fair bit in terms of dilution to raise money, but sounds like you very much just are playing not necessarily for any other fundamental rather than stock valuation seems cheap in this overall, let's call it, bull market for precious metals. What other stocks, though, Eric? Share one more with us, maybe that has a little bit more news flow behind it, a little bit more to it.
Yeah, for example, Genesis Metals. That's one that has been on my radar, and I forgot about it for some time, and then I checked in yesterday, I think, and I, you know, short was horrible, and then I punched some numbers, and I think yesterday it was trading at like 22 cents or something. I think the enterprise value was down to 4 million US, and they have like 700,000 ounces in Quebec outlined already, and have a fair amount of cash. I think they're around 4 million Canadian, and I think they're actually drilling right now, and it's part of the what are they called, you know, the group that
Discovery Group.
Yeah, exactly, Discovery Group. And management advisors own 16%. I mean, tier one jurisdiction. I mean, it's not right now, it's not a tier one deposit, but I mean, 700,000 ounces with that kind of land package in that kind of jurisdiction with the kind of people involved and the fact that they have cash, is that supposed to, you know, be valued at 7 million US in enterprise value? No, I don't think so. And again, this is also one of those cases where, sure, these are all high risk, high risk, if you call it. But at the same time, I mean, risk is really what's priced in. I mean, if you're overpaying for something, like the cases I just mentioned, there's no way you're overpaying for that. I mean, there's a 0.1% chance of that, basically. And that's how I look at risk. It's not, okay, yeah, it can swing wildly and volatility can be high. But, I mean, if you're nearing the very bottom limit of, you know, the theoretical limit at least, and an enterprise value is closing in on zero, I mean, oh, I mean, the odds are really in your favor. While some say, think that, okay, I'm buying this advanced asset or produce or whatever, and you think that, oh, since they're in production or since they are late stage, they're basically, you know, low risk propositions. But that's not necessarily the case, because we've seen a bunch of companies gone to hell through dilution or whatever, worse, even though they were late stage. So I mean, it's what's priced in, really. And if nothing is really priced in, you don't need a lot of, I mean, there's, when you don't need any reasons for a revaluation, really, that's a good thing. And you don't need to put, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not putting these into my, you know, core positions, etc. It's just that it can't hurt if you're buying something almost for free. That's what I'm basically saying.
Okay. Hey, you know what, Eric? I get what you're saying here. One thing that I can say is I caution against sometimes evaluating these companies and saying, they have this much cash in the bank, this is their market cap, you're pretty much getting these projects for free, because I've seen time and time again the projects essentially be worthless. And these companies, yeah, unfortunately, just dilute and then sometimes switch focus altogether in terms of what sector they are in. I'm not saying that these stocks cannot run from here. I'm actually impressed at some of these stocks in terms of their share structure. They haven't blown out their share structure yet. Genesis Metals, a bit more interesting to me because they are in a bit more workable jurisdiction, I'll say. And, well, they have just released some pretty impressive drill results. But overall, again, these are very risky stocks. And I do understand the strategy of looking down the food chain, looking at some of these micro caps, because just a little move, a little revaluation can have some big gains for you. But overall, these are risky, risky plays. And in all fairness, I'm not really up to date on any of these plays, but I was quickly looking through them. If anybody has any further comments on any of these companies, if they interest you, or even if they scare you away, please share those comments with us. And even better, email me directly, fleck@kereport.com, and I can share those comments with Eric, and we can even have a little discussion on some of these companies that are listed. Eric, I appreciate your time today. I'm going to post a link to your website. I hope you have a great weekend, and we will chat again next week.
The same, Corey. I would just like to add one last thing about, you know, the risk of these products becoming worthless. The main point I would say is that take Tectonic, for example, at 2 million US, I mean, it's basically pricing in a 2% chance that it would be worth 100 million and a 4% chance that it would be worth 50 million. So the risk you're talking about really are over-discounted already, even though that's a possibility that they will indeed become worthless. It's just not that you're not paying for that possibility, really, and you would get all the upside.
Okay. Hey, fair enough, Eric. I appreciate you breaking that all down. Makes sense numbers-wise. Just one of these that these are, I guess, very unloved stocks. So a little bit of attention can drive the share price higher, but a little less attention and, well, they might be shifting focus. Eric, thanks for your time, buddy. Great chatting with you.
Thanks, man.